From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Skiing, basically just sliding down a mountain, falling down a mountain for some of us. It's kind of basic. But tech companies are seeing an opportunity to make it faster, more fun, even more comfortable. Tech is working its way into everything from the skis themselves to the helmets. For some people, that's changing the nature of the sport. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie in Salt Lake City reports on what's gained and what's lost with all this new tech.
We're in a bustling ski factory west of the snowy Wasatch Mountains in Utah. Many of the workers here are dressed for the mountains. We're talking stocking caps and flannel, but they're hard at work crafting cutting-edge skis. I watch as wood and carbon fiber are smushed together in a giant red hot box.
Okay, so this is like the panini press for your ski sandwiches.
It is, yeah. I recommend not eating these, but yes.
That last voice belongs to Alex Hunt. He's the communications manager here at DPS Skis. In addition to carbon fiber that makes skis lighter, there are now helmets that let you take phone calls and listen to music, wearable tech that tells you how well you're skiing, even USB rechargeable heated gloves, boots, and jackets. Hunt says some of this is designed to make skiing more enjoyable.
Going outside in the middle of winter for most people is not a pleasurable experience. So, you know, by having, you know, the best equipment, you know, having warm gloves, having, you know, good goggles so you have strong vision, reduces all those negative things that come to mind when a lot of people think about, you know, going outside in a blizzard.
Of course, this tech comes with a price. Those skis cost more than $1,000. Those heated jackets cost around $200. And the wearable tech can set you back almost $300. James Lynch is the outdoor gear editor for Popular Mechanics. And don't get him wrong, he loves a lot of this high-tech stuff. But Lynch also feels it takes away from the struggle.
You lose a little bit of that break the West kind of vibe that for a lot of time has been part of the outdoor adventure. The, you know, pushing yourself and seeing what you're capable of.
But some people don't want to freeze their butts off on a mountain. Or they want to go as fast as humanly possible down one. And they're willing to spend the money to do so. KD Market Insights looked at the growth of alpine ski equipment over 6 years, starting in 2018. It predicts that market will grow by more than 4% by 2023, to about $720 million. In Salt Lake City, Utah, I'm Nate Hedgie for Marketplace.